Good afternoon, Outliers. How y'all doing today? I made a couple changes. I was thinking about how to make this better for you guys. In the bottom corner over there, you'll see my name and social media handle. So if you ever want to reach out to me, by all means, have at it. So that's going to be down there. And that's pretty cool, too, because it like resizes for like what we're doing. So it doesn't take up too much real estate. So I like that. Also, I don't like dark mode. Right. Dark mode is not my thing. However, in Tastyworks, which is the broker platform that I use, I figured out that I'm going to have to go dark mode. Reason being is like you can actually see the bid and ask on here. Right. And when I click it, you can still see it. When it was in light mode, it basically disappeared. And I know that was frustrating. So I'm making that sacrifice for you. I hate dark mode. It is not my thing. But for you guys, I want you to be able to read it. I want you to be able to see it. So I'm switching that up to dark mode so you can see. Look at that. You can actually see the numbers when I click them. They don't just like disappear. So that's cool. I'm glad about that. I woke up in the middle of the night to work on that. I was like, how do I make this better? So Bahar, good to see you. Thank you for jumping. Oh, you know what? I just noticed something. I don't like that. Let's go. That looks a lot better. Yeah, that was too small. How about this version? No. Yeah, I like that one. No. We're going to go back to that. Okay. And then I turn Bahar off. I still got it on there. Okay, cool. Glad you're here. And thank you for joining in on the Discord, Bahar. I really appreciate your feedback. Watch Channel DE is here. Hey, bud. How you doing? Rabbit, what's up, my man? Sabrina, hey, how you doing? Bluefin Traders here. Jean-Louis, hey, buddy. Donna, good to see you. Okay, so today's going to be fun. We're going to run through drills. I'm not trading today. Haven't been trading for a while. We got a really strong pullback today. But we're going to run drills like we always do. And reason being is because there will be days where we make trades. And I want you to be rocking and rolling and ready to go. I do want to talk about the Discord real quick. Bahar was asking about the screening process and talking about, you know, in fact, let me read it. Could you do trades without using options? Well, yes, of course. You can do every trade without using options. Options are something that allows you to have tremendous leverage. You don't have to have options, right? That's actually why whenever I start the trading room every single day, I say, this is my style of trading, right? I'm not going to trade your style. I'm not going to trade your mom's style. I'm not going to trade your best friend's style. I'm going to trade my style. My brother-in-law has been texting me saying how smart and genius he is because he bought some Dogecoin the other day. I'm not going to trade his style. I don't care what his Dogecoin is doing. I'm not trading that, and I never will. So it's my style of trading, and I'm not trying to sound like a dick, but I can't do everybody else's trading. I can only do my own, right? So where I'm going with that is if you see me put on a trade, I'm always 100% of the time talking about my levels on the stock price, on the stock chart, okay? So if I say I'm buying SPY at 505, I'm still buying SPY at 505, but I'm going to do it through options, okay? And my levels, where I get out, I still mark on the chart. I say, hey, look, if it gets up to this point, I'm going to do this thing with options, right? If it gets to, I can roll up options, which is really freaking cool. It is straight up voodoo. When you see me do it, you're going to be like, I cannot believe that can be done. It is so amazing. And I'm going to close trades based on the price on the chart. I'm going to open trades based on the price of the chart. So where I'm going with that, right, Brian? Where I'm going with that is I'm going to continue to trade my style. And just consider every trade that I put on, if I'm putting that trade on, I'm putting it on using options. With an option, one of the things that's really cool with an option is this delta number right here. Generally, most of the time, I'm hovering around the 80 delta level. So imagine I'm buying the 492 calls here. Let's say I'm buying 492 calls at $15.14. Now, by doing so, I'm actually getting about 80 shares for the price of $15 per share. So 80 times 1508 at the moment. So it's only costing me, how would I rephrase that? So 80 shares would cost me $1,206, okay? Now, if this were 100, it would be a perfect one for one, okay? And that's per contract, of course. However, if I bought 80 shares at 505, that would be $40,000. So I would much rather spend 1200 divided by 40,000. So 3%. Yeah, exactly. That's why I do that, right? Because you can get tremendous leverage. You can get crazy returns without actually having to buy the stock. Now, I understand your restriction on buying the stock, that you don't have options available. So like I say, if I'm buying the stock through options, that is my endorsement that I like the stock. You know, I can't tell you to or not to buy anything. That's your choice. But that's how I'm looking at it. So hope that makes sense. Like I say, not trying to be a dick, but this is my style of trading. And that's how we've built it, so that I can show you guys how it's done. And if you want to follow along, by all means, you can. Brian says, there's nothing wrong starting small and buy stocks if you're new to this. Absolutely. But just follow the rules. Precisely. Exactly. Precisely. Thank you, Brian. All right. Let's jump into our market analysis. And we're gonna run some drills on the 2.0 signal starting today. I'm very excited about this. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier. However, Outlier delivers new opportunities every single day. That's the way I like to look at it. Now, with my style of trading, I like to see the 10 over the 20 with price over the 50 on the S&P 500. We will let the market tell us which direction it's going. And we can see right here on the chart, on the SPY, yeah, the 10 is over the 20. Price is over the 50. However, we finally got a decent pullback. Now, a couple things on this chart that I want to point out. Number one are these green blocks right here. These are called order blocks. And if I zoom way, way, way out, you'll see them starting to stack in these different areas. An order block is a big institutional order that's waiting to be filled. And when it gets filled, the order block on the chart goes away. And when it goes away, it basically says, okay, that support or resistance point that's determined by this is no longer there. When it closes below this point right here, it should take this order block off. Because it didn't find support at this order block, I don't have a lot of confidence that this area is going to hold. However, this will be, if it goes down to the 20, it will be the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth time if it goes down to the 20. Okay. Now, will it push through, push down? I don't know. Nobody knows. But I do want to point out something on the chart. Do you see this candle here? And this candle here. Do you see the shape of them? Do you see how it's basically a long wick up and then basically open and close near the bottom on the same of those, right? That's called an inverted hammer. That is the only candlestick that I look for. I don't look for any other candlesticks. If you remember, when this happened, I said, this is probably the top. On that date, you go look back on February 12th, watch the video. I said, this is a short-term top for now, at least. And it did. And if NVIDIA hadn't like blown away earnings, it could have still continued going sideways, and that would have been the top. We just had another one, just like that. That's the only candle that I look at. I don't look at anything else. So could this be a top right here? Absolutely, it could. I'm not honestly all that surprised to see a strong pullback like this, but a strong 1.3% on the SPY, 2.25% on the Qs. Maybe this is it. In fact, let's take a look at the map. I love to look at the map on each day, see where things are. Yeah, look at that. Your biggest names. Now, remember, right now, the market is at its most concentrated level that it's been. Oh, man. I saw somebody else talking about this, and so I mentioned it. The market is at its most concentrated level that it's been at in ages. Concentrated in the Magnificent Seven stocks. When those stocks go down, the biggest ones, it takes down the market. Microsoft and Apple, number one, number two, both going down today, is going to drive the market. All right. And if NVIDIA, which is number three at this point, crazy to think about, if NVIDIA starts to collapse, just get out of the way. In fact, let's take a look at the NVIDIA chart. If NVIDIA starts to collapse, get out of the way. That's what I say. If it starts to collapse, get out of the way. Bahar says, fair enough. At the end of the day, it's buy or sell. Exactly. My dude, I only trade at the end of the day. Hammer time. Based on your experience, how much is a good starting amount for leverage? Is it okay to start with 1,000? Do you think that account should be bigger? Dude, just start paper trading, right? Paper trade along with me. Paper trade and just see, right? Once you can see how to do it, once you can see how it's done, once you can just follow along and be like, oh, okay. Once you start grasping it, then start growing your account, right? And when I say grow your account, I don't mean like you have to put in $10,000 at a time. Dude, if you can afford $100 a week, if you can afford $100 a month, that's better than most people, right? If you can consider it like a savings account, right? Granted, there's no guaranteed returns in this. You've got to always remember that. There will be wins, there will be losses. But consider it like a savings account, right? If you can fund a savings account, you can fund a trading account. It's the exact same thing, right? Brian asked, does the color of the candle matter? It does not. No, especially... It doesn't, because when you look at the candle, Brian, it's so close between the opening and closing. It's so close between these two points that we're talking like 40 cents one way or the other. It's really just the shape of the candle when it looks like that. Good question, though. Why not use a funded account? By all means, if you can get a funded account, have at it. Wise advice. That's what I'm doing, funding a little at a time. There you go. All right, cool. So with this being said, the market is selling off today, as we've discussed. However, the trend is still up, right? We don't know. We might see a seventh pushback off the 20. We don't actually know. But the 10 is still over the 20. Price is still over the 50. Now, I've not traded since January 8th, right? Because the market has been trending down in market breadth. And yesterday I said, if this does find a bottom here, and it might, if it does find a bottom on market breadth, it was in a area where I could see it starting to pull back up. It would be close enough where it wouldn't take a whole heap and helping of movement to go back up. That may not be what we're going to see. May not be. But this is what's kept me out of the market, right? Especially when the market's just concentrated in a handful of names. So I'm not going to be making any trades, and I haven't been making any trades because this is my style of trading. And today is a transition day because of that. However, let's continue on with our market analysis, run the chops as if we were going to put on a trade. So the next step is to run with the outlier data. Now, check it out. Here is our very first time running the outlier 2.0 signals. This is in the dev portal. You don't have access to this. Only special people like myself have access to this. But you're special because you're here, and that's why I get to share this with you. I'm excited about that. Today we have 19 new on the 2.0 signals on the bullish list. I wouldn't be shorting this. Don't start shorting this, right? Not yet. So I would only be looking to go long. On the regular list, the 1.0 list, we have 21 signals. So a little bit fewer today. Curious to notice that 825 are bullish on the 1.0 and 881 are bullish on the 2.0. Just something I want to mention. I'm going to close this window so I don't get anything else confused. Now, of these 19, let's copy these. I'm just going to drop them in a spreadsheet. Right here. I'm going to copy these, and I'm going to go back into TrendSpider. That's the charting platform I use because it does some pretty cool stuff. I'm pasting those there into my outlier list. If you need TrendSpider or if you need a discount, go check that out. So here's the list from the 2.0 signals today. The next step is I'm going to hit this refresh button. This is going to run through the scanner of that list, okay? So we're going to run through the chart scanner. We're going to look for a handful of things. There's no order blocks in the way. We discussed order blocks earlier. There's no earnings in the next 3 days. I don't want to deal with that. And that the price is also trending 10 over the 20, price over the 50. So if I hit the scanner button, this is going to run through real quick. Woohoo! That's what I'm talking about, Max. Now, these signals, the 2.0 signals, will be live for everybody on Monday, but I will not be here. I am on vacation next week, so it is up to you. You got to let me know what you see out there. So here are the signal returns today that pass through the scanner. Just a handful. So I'm going to pop this out in a second TrendSpider window. I'm going to run my back test on these. Oh, Outlier Theory long right there. Now on this, it's just ultra simple. It's just a close over the 10 period EMA. That's really all it is. And how does that fare? So I'm going to take this list. I'm going to type it into here. Unfortunately, I can't copy and paste it in just yet. Certainly at some point I will be able to, but not today. DL, pub. I used to do these individually. And this saves so much time, even typing them in manually, because I can hit compute.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I can see all the backtest results in 1 second. I love that. All right, let's go back here. And let's go here. So we are looking at the TrendSpider backtest. Whatever has a positive backtest here, we're going to look on the Outlier Signals backtest. Let's go back into here. Brian asks, will it be default or have to do... No. It should be default. It should just be a straight upgrade. You won't even notice. You'll just log in and be like, oh, cool. Eerie again? No. Oh, wait. That was because it was there like on default. Let me do that again. Okay, there we go. So I like to work my way down. So I don't care about these negatives. These negative values have negative expectancy. I don't even care. I'm not even going to look at those. We're going to look at the highest and work our way down. Because that's part of the plan, right? Start with the highest backtest and work your way down. AMD. I made a buttload of money at one point in AMD, but I haven't traded in ages. So let's open AMD. Dev is slow. This is the dev environment for now. So we're going to let that load. I'm going to pop open WWD. New window. And hub. These are always categorized alphabetically as well, I've noticed. So AMD, here we go. Here's our buy signal today. You'll notice on the chart that it looks a little different. Heat map. Ah, yes. Mahesh came through. What's up? Okay. So this is cool. I don't know if you can see this. Let me make it as big as I possibly can. If you look up here, right, this is going to give us some detail. So the buy and sell signals, as you can see, are smaller. Mainly because we don't want to show over whatever's on the chart. We had some issues with the data showing over the candles and things like that. So look up in here. This is where you're looking. If I hover over this one, it shows signal sell on December 6th, close price 116.82, overlay uptrend. That is the green, right? The green shading out here. That's the overlay uptrend. Heat map G18.94. Mahesh came through. He finally did it. I'm so excited about that. That was a feature that not just me, but other people were asking for, is having a numerical value assigned with the color coding here. So I'm curious. So if this is G18.94, if you look up there, it says heat map R20.28. Okay, so green and red. I was curious of what it would look like. Very cool. Now I have to ask, what is 88D4B0? 88D4B0 is this one here. And that is G. Oh, look, it's even slightly different. You see that? It's going from like G. So this is the same color code, 88D4B0. But the G value changes. G15, 16, 17, 18, 18, 19, 18, 19. Wow, cool. I'm very happy about that. So this is on my preliminary This is literally the first time I've seen this, so I'm still, I have to work a plan around this. So if this is all 88D4B0. Mark, if you're watching, feel free to jump in. Mark's one of the co-founders. He says he watches live. If this is all 88D4B0 on the shading, then I'm wondering if my criteria needs to be G15 or greater, right? So if this is G15, 17, 18, whatever, for my exit point. What do I mean by that? This is my exit point here, 88D4B0. And if we associate 88D4B0 with G15 or greater, let's look at a different one. This is fun. Okay. 88D4B0. See how it goes from this shade to slightly darker to this shade back again? This is G15. This is it's in 5 increments. Cool. We learned something. So this should be between 5 and 10. This should be between 10 and 15. This should be 15. This should be 20. Ah, look at that. We learned something. Way to go, team. We learned something. That's fun. Leo, hey, man. I don't know if I said hi yet. Glad you're here. Way to go, team. We learned something. Okay, cool. So these shading are an increment of 5. Okay, awesome. So I'm not going to update this today, but I'm learning. Cool. All right, let's go back to AMD. Okay, so being that it's at G25, the way that I look at things that are past... Oh, hang on. Tastyworks is lighting up. Why is it lighting up? Your session's expired. Enter your password. No. I'm not going to tell you my password. Jeez, people. I could trust you. Okay. All right, back to this. When it's darker than G15 to 20... then I go 2 shades darker from that point, 2 shades darker past there. So 2 shades darker past there would put it, if this is 25, 2 shades darker would be 35, right? Okay, that makes sense. Oh man, this is awesome. So I would look to exit when this hits the G35 on the green signal. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Where's my performance summary? Oh, this is sick. Mahesh was telling me all about this. How do I close it? Does this change? So the performance summary is supposed to change based on the time frame you look at too. All right, let's take a look. Signal return is 11 on the 6-month. If I go 3-month, signal return is blank. Because it may not have had any buy-in cells. Oh, is this their chart? Yes, it is. This is cool. I love experiencing this together with you. I'm literally watching this live, learning this live. Blue line is the outlier returns. Buy and hold is the red line. Okay, so in this case, you can see buy and hold actually outperforms, but it's because outlier outperformed for a minute and then got out. This continued on doing its thing, but outlier was out during that point. I like to point that out because you can't control what a stock does. You can only control your entry and exit points. If your entry and exit points have a positive expectancy, that's all we're looking for here. If it continues on, buy and hold, and outperforms, that's fine too. But we're looking for one thing, and that is the expectancy. Is it positive? And in this case, yes. Man, this is a cool upgrade. Brian says, can't catch the top or bottom. Exactly. All right, neat. Let's go out to the 1 year. Outlier 73%, but it doesn't match this. I'm curious. I don't know why. Mark, if you're listening, what is that? Why does this number and this number not have the same value? I don't know. But this is really cool. So the red line is the buy and hold of it from that date. Hey, there's Mark. And the buy and hold is, like I said, just what the stock happened to do during that time. Man, this is cool, Mark. All right, so positive expectancy on AMD, as expected. Mark says, jumping in late today, red-green heat maps have a total range of 50. Oh, awesome. Okay. Oh, this is great. Okay, so on the heat maps, they are, the colors are in 5, orders of 5 on blocks. So that's cool. Awesome. Mark says, also dev portal performance numbers are not updated yet. Okay, that's why. Surely they'll update at some point, but this is so cool, man. Let's go to Max. I'm just curious now. Mark, I'm loving this comparison. Oh, but it's not on the Max. And it doesn't show outlier here. Okay, let's go back to the 1 year. Should see it by tomorrow. Awesome. I'm loving this, Mark. This is sick. This is great. Okay. Back to business. So we have positive expectancy on AMD for the TrendSpider backtest and the outlier signals backtest. So let's go to the next step, which in my style of trading, 21 days to expiration on the options, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, 20% or less extrinsic value, roughly 80 delta. Here, that's the button. And look, you're actually going to be able to see these today. All right, AMD. 10 days is close. I get nervous at 10 days. Let's push out to April 19. See what we can find. Everybody's here. That's what we want to see. Ooh, but that option pricing is ugly. $10 is my max. Anytime I see something that's $40, not interested. What if we go closer? March 15th. So there's $10. See, this is 10 cents wide. You know, we've been talking about the spread here. This is why liquidity matters. If you get in at 10.10 and you get out at, or 10.20 and you get out at 10.10, you lose basically nothing, maybe a couple basis points. You're not losing 10 percentage points on your value. Okay, that's great. And you can see this, right? Let me know. Can you see this? The new performance summary is amazing. I was just wondering today why the performance summary returns don't change when I switch timeframes. It feels like you read my mind. Perfect. if you guys don't mind, just let me know, like a number one in the chat, if you can see these better today. I'm sure you can, but I just want to confirm that. Yes, cool. Thanks, Brian. All right. So let's take a look at this. I'm not really interested in trading this because it's a 63 delta. If I clear this out and go up to like an 80 delta, it's at $17. I'm not going to trade that. 903 is fine. No issues there. Let's look at the extrinsic value. $1.93 on 1760. That's roughly 10%. Lots of ones. Thanks, y'all. It's roughly 10%. But the only reason I wouldn't trade that is because it's greater than my max. Like, I have a $10 limit personally. You can set whatever limit you want, right? You could go no limit, right? But my limit per contract is $10. So I wouldn't trade this because of that. So moving on from AMD. Now, granted, it fit everything. So if you wanted to buy the stock, I mean, it would fit. Now, you'd probably want to know how many shares to buy. Well, don't worry, I got you. Inside the Discord, I have a handy dandy thing right over here in the How to Trade in 10 Minutes a Day. Scroll up a little bit and you'll find what I call the outlier scanner. When you click that, it's this file, legit. It's going to make you make a copy of it, but it's this file. You just type in your stock. So in this case, AMD. Type in your account balance, whether it's 200,000, 20,000, whatever. Put in your risk tolerance you're comfortable with. 5% is what I like at the very most, right? Don't go more than that. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I don't go more than that. And on 20,000 with a 5% risk, it's only one option, okay? It's not like you're slinging 10 lots here, right? But let's say you want to roll 25% of your options or risk there. You could get up to 3. So I like this. If you're also looking at share size, it plots that out for you. Make this bigger. So definitely a handy, handy tool if you're curious to trade and want to know a good position size. Doesn't mean you should or shouldn't. That's still up to you. All right. So I would not trade AMD because the options prices. Let's go next to Hub. All right. We're in the Hub. I'm sure you got that reference. Okay. So this is currently at a heat map of G27 on a buy signal today. Looking around, uptrend. Oh, Mark, are we going to get these as strong buys and strong sells, or do you know when that's going to happen? What I'm asking is whenever you see a green buy signal inside of the green trend, the green overlay, we're going to consider that a strong buy. If you see a buy signal like this one, that's not in a green uptrend, that's going to be considered a weak buy. If you see a sell signal inside of this uptrend, green indicator, green background here, that's going to be considered a weak sell. So that's how we're going to be considering that. It's not showing strong or weak just yet. Either way. All right, so G27. So if I went two shades darker, it'd be G35 or greater on the heat map. Okay. But let's go to performance summary. Outlier 465. If we go to 1 year, just curious. Oh, 127% in 1 year. Wow. That's huge. I like that. Very cool. Let's go to the option chain on hub. It's not that hub, is it? What is hub? I have to know now. Hubble Inc. Okay, good. Because if it were that hub, I'd be like, oh, geez. We're going to get restricted off of YouTube. Oh, yeah, look at this. $20. This is $4 wide, $3 wide. Yeah, not interested. Let's get out of the hub before we get in trouble. Don't tell my wife. All right, we're at WWD. Performance summary. So in this case, there were no signals in the last 6 months, so Outlier doesn't show anything. If I popped it out to 1 year, ooh, yikes, that's a bad return. I wouldn't trade that one. Okay, so for me, I wouldn't put on any trades today. However, we saw some pretty cool upgrades in the 2.0. Man, I'm excited about that. Mark, thanks for watching live. It helps a lot when you watch live and I can bounce questions off you, especially when we're seeing this with fresh eyes. Yeah, that's going to wrap it for today. Mark says, going to run more tests before releasing strong weak signals. Okay, cool. I appreciate that. All right, guys, that's it for me today. Nothing set up. I mean, AMD set up, but the option price is way too high, so not interested in that. Really cool to see those new 2.0 signals. Very, very stoked for you guys all to have access to that starting next week. And yeah, that performance summary, that was cool. Being able to see the difference in the outlier versus the buy and hold. And then the...